All right, Drishus, the Rosh Kolel. Somewhere early in this year's Limud, the Pisrei Tshuva, Simon Beis of Katan Zayin, brings in the following inyan. It's in the first source here. I'll read it from the Sefer. I'm Ashkati Pisrei Tshuva elsewhere, but Savas Ruda Chasid, Shalom Yisa Isha Sheshma Kishem Imo. Someone should marry a woman if her mother is the same, if her name is the same as the name of his mother. And then he goes into a whole discussion of it. But this inyan, in terms of who to marry and shiduchim, it's part of our limud. I thought we'd maybe spend some more time delving into this inyan. So we start with the makor, as opposed to many other issues in our limud. The makor here comes not from a pasuk, not from a gemara. The earliest makor we have is from two writings associated with Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, both the Tzavas Rida Chassid and Sefer Chassidim, and we'll take a look. So first, source number two here has a quote from the Tzava'a, just to give some context of a list of different marriages one should not enter into. Lo Yisa Adam Bas Achiv O Bas Achoso, man should marry his niece. We'll see, that's not so simple. Lo Yisa Adam Isha Sheshma Kishem Imo, Shmo Kishem Chamiv. You shouldn't have your wife be the same name as her mother, or your name, a man's name, have the same name as his father-in-law. In the Sa'a, Yishan Hashem HaEchad, if you do marry her, or if you do marry the situation, change one of the duplicate names. Ula Yesh Tikva, maybe there's a chance things will work out, but there's no assurances. We'll get back to that later. Shnei Bnei Adam Shesh Mosim, Shavin Lo Yizdavu Yachad Bialdeh, two people with the same name shouldn't make a shidduch between their kids, meaning the Machatanim also shouldn't have the same names. Next, Lo Yisu Shnei Achim L'Shnei Achayos, two brothers, two sisters shouldn't marry each other. We wouldn't have much of Meseches Yevamos if that were the case. V'lo Yisa Adam Shnei Achayo Zo Achar Zo. A person shouldn't marry two sisters, obviously not simultaneously, but one after the other also shouldn't do. V'lo Yisu Shnei Achim Isho Bita. Two brothers shouldn't marry a mother and daughter either. And vice versa. V'lo Yisu Shnei Achayos Le'avu Bno. V'yischatin Adam Shnei Pa'amim Im Chavero Ben Uvas Bas Uven, etc. So there's a whole bunch of dinim of who to marry, who not to marry. One of them is that a person, should not have the same name as their in-law. I mean, neither marry a woman with the same name as his mother, nor he should marry a woman with whose father is the same name as his. That's in the Tzava'a. It's formulated somewhat differently in Sefer Chassidim. So we'll read that again with some context, and we'll both think about what exactly the din is, and also the context should help show what the worry is, what the concern is, what's the issue. Shnei Achim HaNesuim, Shnei Achayos, Echa mehem yamus, olo yatzlichu. Okay, so two brothers who marry two sisters, one of those people with the same name one of the four is going to die, or at least not be successful. L'kach lo yisu, they shouldn't marry, o yigarish echa mehem, es ishto imnasa davar kach. You already did marry, get divorced. So that's one such example. So it sounds like the worry here is, something very bad happening, death or just lack of success, presumably success of the marriage, or maybe success generally. If you have three or four roommates, all their names are Josh. It's very common in modern Orthodoxy. They have problems. You can't all have the same name. It'll be bad for them. Osim nesuim b'Shabbos achas. You have two afrufs the same Shabbos, I guess, in the same shul or in the same town. That's also bad. Lo yatzlichu yamos echad. Father and son marry two sisters, or the flip side, won't be successful, etc. Skip a bit more. Another complicated situation like this. A man marries a woman whose name is Rivka, o shem acher, any name, it's just a standard female name, Rivka, uvno lakach isha shma Rivka, son also marries a Rivka, uben beno lakach isha shma Rivka, grandson also marries a Rivka. If you do that, lo yatzlichu, they won't be successful, timtzahi lo sitzlach shehi mishuleshes. This whole thing won't work because it's three generations, the same, marrying a woman with the same name, that won't work, and the same for the flip side, uhu mishulash, shea isha v'abas v'abas paslach u'gimel shemos. Three women, mother, daughter, granddaughter, all marry men with the same name. Hulo yatzliach, that also won't be successful. Harvei kiyotze be'ele. Avapi shalol inachesh. We have an iser to do nichesh, to do some sort of divination. Here, yesh lachesh v'lisha worry, v'lo nomer al zet tamim tiyeh. You don't have any assurances of not worrying about it. Here, you need to worry. There are some differences between Tzavas Rida Chassid and Sefer Chassidim. The most obvious one being, we'll get to this, is it two generations or three, right? Is it just about having the same name as an in-law or having three generations with the same name? Sefer Chassidim is clearer that the worry here is death or lack of success, whereas the Tzava was more of just an Isser, don't do this. We'll get into more detail on some of the differences later. Although these passages in Sefer Chassidim are not quoted in Beis Yosef or Shulchan Aruch, as he sometimes is, they are quoted by the Knesset HaGdola, at least some parts of Siman Taf Ayin Zayin, and we're not going to go into them in detail, but various parts of the Siman are quoted throughout, and our din is quoted in various other halachic sources, so as we're going to see. So the earliest source is from the Tzavas Rida Chassid and Sefer Chassidim, but with time, it enters into other halachic works. And so we're going to try to figure out a few things, both what's the basis for the Isser, what's the Siba, various questions about when it applies, how it applies, how to remedy it. So that we'll be exploring that for this year. So in terms of the reason for the Isser, it wasn't fully clear from the Tzava. There were some indications from Sefer Chassidim. I just threw in source number 7 here, just a sort of a parallel issue. Im nitan cherem al ir achas. You have a cherem on a certain city. Let's say the city is called Springfield. Al yidor adam beosa ir sheshma kishem ir shehi becherem. You shouldn't live in another city, Springfield, even though it's a different city, right? They didn't do anything wrong. They're not in cherem, but it's the same name, you know. So even though every state has a Springfield, it's in a different state, different, but it's the same name, Springfield. You shouldn't live there. Fine. Ve'ir shehaisa becherem atzadikim lo yaskilu lagur ba avavi shehutra kvar. If a city was previously in cherem, then they get ois cheremed, then you still shouldn't live there. Fine. That's not directly related to our point. You shouldn't name your son after someone who's in Cherem. For example, someone wants to name their child Baruch. We know there's a famous Baruch who's in Cherem a few hundred years ago, even though they tried lifting it. You shouldn't name your kid Baruch or something like that because it's the same name. So we have to see this idea of the, you know, the Shmak HaGarim, right? The name matters. Hmm? Achar Shem Ish.
Right, it's your name after, like, the Kavanah.
Okay, maybe. Okay, so I'll leave that one aside. At least, you know, I think you can read that either way, but let's say at least the earlier line, the name of the city, certainly you shouldn't, you know, what does this Springfield have to do with that Springfield? Nothing. But the Shma Kagarim, the name somehow has an impact. Why would that be? So I think the simplest answer, Pashup Shat, and this fits well with what we saw, is explicated by the Chida. And in his Perush on Sefer Chassidim in the Bris Olam, we won't read the beginning part because that gets into issues that we haven't yet directly reached. But starting from the third line from the bottom, two-thirds of the way down, V'li Hadal Nireh, he gives his suggestion for the reason. The Kishem V'Shinui HaMakomos, V'Shinui HaZmanim Gorim L'Kamad Ram L'Kon Harfus Shabashah She'atein Mo'ilos. Fine, that's maybe the nature of how applicable this has changed over time. We'll get to that later. Gam le'inyan zugos shehaya sakana v'shuv leka k'pei deklal. Gam le'inyanim elu nishtana de'gavra sitra achra me'ayin hara b'zeh dok v'harich. So for some reason it may have changed over time. Why? Because the sitra achra, the sitra hara got stronger, and that increases the power of the ayin hara here. And this whole issue is about ayin hara. Say it explicitly. That's obviously what he's assuming. This whole issue is ayin hara, and sometimes there's more ayin hara, sometimes there's less. It can vary, but that's the issue. Just like, you know, presumably this would be the case for the thing, point about cities too. There's an ayin hara. You're in a city with a name that's in cherem. That's a bad association. Or if you if your wife has the same name as your mother, that's a bad association. And similarly for many of those other inyanim, presumably because, you know, one shouldn't marry one's mother. So there's some sort of ayin hara, maybe because there are too many people with the same name nearby. We won't go into now how exactly ayin hara works. We can leave that for another time. I would guess very strongly that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid did not have a Maimonidean view of ayin hara, but we can leave that for a discussion for another time. So that's the most pashut answer. It's something having to do with ayin hara. You have too many people with the same name in the same area, or, you know, or funny relationship across the names. That will lead to ayin hara, and it's therefore dangerous. Right, that'll lead to death. That'll lead to lack of success. You don't want to instigate this ayin hara that stems from the sitra achra, as the Chida says. So better to stay away.
Just wondering, I know the context anyway points in that direction. I'm just wondering, is there any issue in terms of a cherem with undermining the cherem?
Oh, that's interesting. You want to say that?
I don't know how strictly halachic that would be, but if just your...
You want to say that's a totally separate issue. That's, you know, as soon as people start hearing that people are moving to Springfield, it won't be good for the cherem.
The Springfield thing, I think, is the biggest riot, that the name thing is also... But I'm just saying for names, is like if everyone starts naming their kids Bar Spinoza, so then... Maybe it's like we're undermining the authority of Chazal. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, independent of the...
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, that would presumably be a different answer than this, and I'm not sure how it would work for our Iker issue,
yeah.
or the more central issue of right. You know, Yisra Shmak Shem Yimo. But interesting idea. There are, the Torah Tmimim offers two other explanations, not the only one, but so it's talking about not being omid b'makom sakana. Fine. So he says in his note, "Katonti nismatu zchuyosai." Fine, and he says, "Reinu lahayir kan mashatavsu olam lizar machmas chashas sakana al pitzavas ridachasib binyanei zivugim." All these worries about marrying the wrong person in terms of names, etc. Shlo yehi shem achasim achosin or shem akal b'chamos yashavim. V'rabim ratzul lahakel mizdevim tiu svara lo amred ridachasid lo tziva elo mishpachto. We'll get to that in a minute. And they have all sorts of it here in the Nod Bihuda, which we'll see. Fine. Next paragraph. Avali nira the davar ze aser lo michshash sakana el mi ikar din. It's not worry about ayin har something leading to danger. It's a totally different reason. It's a halachic reason. Well, pima the kaimlan the aser likra lo avi bishmo. You can't call your father by his name. You call him say Abba. Instead, v'chein aser likra bifnehem la acherim shishmam kishmam. If your father's in the room, you shouldn't call out to others who have the same name. Im lo shiyashan eshmam, if you don't change the name, ludas haramam, perikvav mamrim, asr afilu shalob ifanav, likra lacherim sheshmam kishmo, hecha sheashem mitsuyan ve'ino ragla. If your father has an unusual name, like for example, Maimon, you shouldn't, then you see someone in your room whose name is Maimon, your father's not there, you shouldn't say, hey Maimon, how are you doing? Because that's a lack of kavod. For your father. Fizeh, halawi efshel chasim mechosein ol kalav chamos sheshmosein shavin ladur biyachad. How can you ever marry someone with the same name as your parent? Because as soon as you call him by his name, that's a problem. Certainly if the father's there. Even if the parent's not there, according to the Rambam, if it's an unusual name. Don't assume people will change the name. Not everyone's going to hold it in. Maybe it won't even work or won't be doable. The co. We don't want to create problems involving kibud av ha'eim. So better not to marry someone with the same name because you'll end up calling them calling their name when it's also your parents' name. So that's a second reason, this halachic reason. And then another suggestion: gam esher lomar. And say for Bracious, people name their children after things that happened. Aval anu she'enanu makir mes yichusenu. We don't know our yichus. Anu motzin es shmosenu l'shem avosenu. We name ourselves after our ancestors. That's the common Jewish practice. V'abir hu mipnei she'anu naim v'nadim megalus. We're in exile. We're moving around. Roy lanu liskor shtashos yichusei avos alidei she'avos yikur livneim b'shem avosenu. The way we keep our Jewish memory continuous is by naming our people after their grandparents, shel avos hamun ha'amenochim, after the departed ancestors, ukmosh noagim is manazeh, like we do nowadays, and still nowadays. V'gam betalmatzinu b'negzeh b'kamakomos. He gives some examples, or parta, b'nosher b'lazer b'parta, so he's named after his grandfather, etc. V'hineim yu shemos hachasim ha'chosein shavim, if your name is the same as your father-in-law's name, azlo yucha chasam ishto likro livnam b'shem chosno ve'avi ishto yon ki gam shmo shal chasam kishmo b'chem v'banos b'kal v'chamos v'rei davar zegarim l'minyas margalis yokra l'sach l'zikaron shal shalas yachasenu v'doko z'efu. Right, you can't name your kid after your father-in-law if it'd be your name too. So, you know, in a scenario where that would come up, let's say the father-in-law passes away, one has a child, wants to name after, that wouldn't work. So that's the reason why. There's really this tradition of naming after, which the Torah Tmimah presents as the goal is, you know, continuing Jewish memory. One might also present it as more of like a taina or a right that the parent-in-law has to have children named after them, and you're taking it away from them. That might be a different way of looking at it. He doesn't formulate it that way, but others do. So those are two reasons given by the Torah Tamima. The Minchas Elazar.
Wait, but if you don't say that, I mean, like, that you won't lose it ultimately. Your grandchildren continue after you.
You're assuming that you have like multiple generations that are going to go back, but you know, or you find they'll name after you. They won't name after the.
Right. Thing. But I'm saying the name will be continued.
So it's not a din in the name; it's a din in the person.
You have to say that it's that person. It's not just the name; it's that person has to be.
I hear.
Printed in history.
They'll forget that there were two separate people. Okay, yeah, something like that. You have to say. Fine. Minchas Elazar disputes one of these reasons. O bitzavaos. Well, you say Isha Shema Kishem Imo Shmo Kishem Chamiv Shut Dvar Liyahu Lehasbir Davar Al Pima De Paskinim Yordei Da Asligro Leachir Shmo Kishem Aviv Imo. You can't call people by the name of your parent. From Yisa Isha Yikra Osa Bishma Asumir Ben Shikori Bishem Imo Lekinim Mekabel Aviv Iser Shlo Yikris Ishto Bishma Kol Yimechayav. And he quotes someone who does this. Yesh Lahatir. Here's if the whole reason is not calling your spouse by the name of your parent, so all you need to do is mikabel with an isser. I don't know if that means a formal shvua or somehow just to make it usser to yourself to never refer to your spouse by their name, and then you don't have a problem. That should work. So the minchas doesn't like this. V'zeo teima l'nius daiti. T'imi shum tam zeh lo ye usser rak b'shem pili sheinu noda umurgal. The az usser mash inkim b'shem hanoda much of the girls g'shem aviv imo. The whole issue here, it would only be by an unusual name, where you can't call your parents. By a normal, a usual name, there wouldn't be a problem at all. Although it's not clear that everyone agrees with this, at least according to the Drisha, if it's a normal name, you can refer to your someone else in the same room as your parents with that name. So then there's no issue at all. That's not a good reason. So he rejects that reason, but at least that's one of the suggested reasons. A fourth reason is suggested in the Mishnah Halachos, and I think also I saw it cited elsewhere. We're not going to read through this whole piece. The first paragraph, he talks about the reason of Zilusa de Avua, that you refer to the parent's name, and that whole argument. And he also quotes the Dvar Chaim that we can't know the reason. We can't know the reason. We can't think about the reason at all. It's beyond us. Yehuda Chassid has knowledge that we can't reach. Fine. And then he says, but I'll give you a reason anyway. So, Ivra debelamdi imatalmidim on the bottom paragraph on the page, Hevesi pamitzvas Yehuda Chassid, Ksaviad Parma. So he's bringing out the manuscripts here, and this different formulation that's going to inspire a new pshat. Lo yisa adam bas achiv, lo bas achos, lo yisa adam isha sheshmak hashem imo, shmok hashem chamiv, v'nesa yishan hashem echad, ula yesh tikva. Fine, that much we heard. That one we saw in our version of the tzava. V'chein v'yesh lo adam isha umesi. You're married, and your wife dies. Lo yisa achera sheshmak hashem rishon. Don't marry another one with the same name. O imes ba'al li'isha, lo tikach ba'al sheshmo kashem rishon. Or a woman whose husband dies shouldn't marry a man with the same name. Ki yachshivu achar harishon. They'll think of the first husband or wife when they're with the second one. V'miya damar kach lo'olam lo yeh betov o yamus echad mahera adkan. Right, so someone's going to die or it won't be good because they're always going to be thinking about the first spouse instead of the second spouse. V'tvizim shalanu leisim lahamil. So we don't have this latter piece in our version of the text. Shlisa acher shishma kashem ishto shemeso kashem bailo shemes v'gamatam leis aklal. They don't get this whole reason of dying or not being a good marriage. We say berachah was a nefesh. We know God lo rokeach isa lahamilsa. It's in the rokeach. Just derech agav for those who are interested in the history. There's a whole discussion as to how the sefer chasidim and the tzava were put together, and it sounds like little pieces from different people from Yehuda Chassid's father and him and his talmidim and family and others, and there were different versions circulating, and there wasn't really one authoritative version of Yehuda Chassid. Ayin Shem, Ivan Marcus has written on this if you're interested in those details, which you're probably not. So we're going to go weiter. But the point is there are different versions. It's not clear. So a piece from the Rokeach made its way into this version of the Tzava. So now we have a new pshat in the Tzava based on that. They were, yeah. So he's going to say the pshat. I had a new pshat. I brought it in. I threw it on the side. Here's the reason. Lo tikar b'shem harishon mishum dehashem gorem lachshov achar ishto harishona. Right. Obviously, the pshat there in the rokeach is you're the second spouse. You're going to think about the first spouse with the same name. Achar b'ala harishon. Ba'nira de tam zekai al reish Gamal Reish Tvarav, the Al Yisa Bas Achiv O Bas Achoso, and the same reason you shouldn't marry someone with the same name as your niece. You shouldn't marry your niece. Why? Val Kol Atam Zeh, Mishum Shema Yachshav Olim, you'll think about them and the fact that you're related to them and what that means. Lahazber Dormesh Norak Sas, Vishakos Vipsachim, Imakol Adam Rochet, Chutzme Aviv Vichamiv. Shouldn't go to a bathhouse with a father or father-in-law, Ubal Imo, or mother's husband, Ubal Achos, or sister's husband. Why? Pirush Rashi Mitokshara Eubiniskar Shemisham Yatza, no sin liba lehir her. You come to her when you think about the relationships and what that means and who you descended from, etc. V'chein v'chamiv nosin libo shiyatza ishto mikana, where your wife comes from, v'chein v'bala choso nami ika herhura ayin sham v'nei kabul gazru al gamal shtei achim, and the same thing with two brothers, because you'll think about that. L'fizet imkein hachanami im yisa ish isha sheshma kishem chamos. If you marry a woman, the same name as your mother, o bal shmo kishem chamiv, yom chas v'shalom, o hi ohu leharher. You'll have these urim. You'll think who is the person related to. Have improper thoughts, and that's a reason to asur lachein chashishu lezeh ufiza yuvanami masha amra chasid al bas achoso bas achiv the nieces of etzavchu alav. Right, you shouldn't marry niece. They said, we'll see. There's a whole opposition. How do you say this? But maybe the answer is because we're worried about this tangential issue. It's not a problem be'etzem. Fine. So that's four possible reasons for this iser. Either it's some sort of ayin har that will lead to death or other bad things happening. It's a worry about calling your spouse by your parents' name, which would be a lack of kavod. It's the issue of naming rights. You won't be able to name your kid after your parent if they're dead by the time they're born. Or this last issue of hirhur or znus that relates to it in one way or another. Those are four possible reasons. There is one achron who takes particular objection to this point of Yehuda Chassid, or at least applying it.
Is that the end of the reasons?
That's the end of the reasons. Do you have more suggestions?
I've seen it brought down that there's a shash, like to be in a dark room, and you'll call a woman, you think it's your wife, you'll end up with your mother.
Right, okay, so that I guess you could, you could call that znus. That's a different sort of znus than this. This is more here. That would be actual znus. Right, but theoretically that would be a worry, yes. And I think post bring it down, that's only true arguably, if you actually live in the same house, right? Otherwise, that wouldn't be such a concern.
Or it could occur, you know, something happened.
Right. Okay. Yes. Thank you for adding that. Okay. So the one achron who really opposes the application of this point of Yehuda Chassid is the Noda B'Yehuda, not named Yehuda, but sort of ironic. And Rav Chaskel Landau, so he takes issue with the application of this. So let's read his tshuva and. There'll be a variety of things to look into in further detail. Tshuva l'chod ahuvi talmidi yedidi arava muflag reini Rav David. Fine, his talmid Rav David. He likes him a lot. We're going to see this is relevant. Halayla zeh yani michtavcha sherat ha'shol b'dvar ha'shidduch ha'medubra l'kisascha im ben Torah. Ha'shidduch, fine, v'yichasein, yachsin, right. He's a bal yichus, v'rak shebishas chol yo ha'shinui Hashinu Yishem Shalo, who Kishem Aviv Habasula, Avi Habasula. When this guy was sick, they changed his name. It turns out his new name is the same name as the Basula's father, as the Kala's father. So what are you going to do? He doesn't spell it out. Presumably he's worried about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that the Chassan and his father-in-law are going to end up with the same name. The response, Ahuvi Talmidi. Lulei avascha, if they don't like you so much, ein darkei l'hashiv b'inyanim ke'elu. We'd never have responded to this otherwise. Tvarim she'ein lehem shoresh b'talmud uva poskim. They have no basis at all in the Talmud and poskim. Ach godel avascha hotziani chutz legidri. Out of, I like you so much, I'll make an exception. Datam yechaviyu tvarim halucha kukim aluach libcha. Here's a principle to live by, Lizzie Caron. Hakala gadol she'ein l'kol hachachamim she'achar Talmud reshus lomar davar neged Talmud. Post-Talmudic rabbis are not permitted to say anything against the Talmud. It's a good principle. The Omer Davar Listor Kotso Yud Midivrei Talmud. That's the principle, yeah. 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 The Omer Davar Listor Kotso Yud Midivrei Talmud Lo Yechashi Bichlal Chachmei Yisrael. If you go against even the little tip of a Yud in the Gemara, I don't know if they have kotzim on the Gemara, but fine. Then you're not counted as part of Chachmei Yisrael. You're outside of the Mesorah. If someone who seems like they're a Bala Masorah does say something that seems to be against the Gemara, chayim on the mashkunin option, letarit sevar, shlo dibe, rak l'sha, ul mishpacha pratis, v'divrei talmud, heim ala klal. You have to figure out what he means. Presumably he's only talking temporarily to a certain subset of the population. The Gemara has the general rule, and then he's saying some side point, some more particular application. Kiyotzi b'zeh, anu motzen l'rbeinu Yehuda ha-chassid, v'tzava shalo, dvarim shekim at asur lanu l'shoma. Wow. He says something that may even be usher to hear. It's so problematic. Kihu Omer Shliyisa Basachoso. The Gemara Amr Shu Mitzvah. The Gemara says, and flip to the next page, source number 13, that it's a mitzvah to marry one's niece. Source 13, a whole list of things, including Vanose Es Basachoso. The Allah Chasuv Omer Az Tikra Vashem Yane Teshavav Yomar Hineni. And that's a good thing. So it's good to marry your niece. How can you say it's Aser? Hu Omer Shelo Yeshiv Avuvno Yisa Avuvno Shtei Achayos. The father and his son should marry two sisters. Rav Papa Avuvno Nasu Shtei Bano Shel Ava Sura. That also we know Rav Papa and his son married two sisters. So how could that be? It must be. It's fine. And he's saying it's Aser. Hu Omer Shelo Yisu Shtei Achim Shtei Achayos. Two brothers can't marry two sisters. Gemara Shmonim Zug Achim Kohanim Nasu Shmonim Zug Achayos Kohanos. They had 80 pairs of brothers and sisters marry in that way. Not right, you understand. Brother, yeah. And that's cited that in source number 24, I think. A couple pages later, quotes Irachas Be'eretz Yisrael, Gufnis Shema, Eva Shmonim Zugos, Achim Kohanim, Nisum Shmonim Zugos, Achayos Kohanos. So this would be Usher 80 times over, according to Rabbi Yonah Chassid. How can that be? The Gemara sounds like it's fine. Utrei Banti Rav Chista, Kavan Asivi, the Rami, Lamar Ukva Bar Chami. Mekiotzi b'zevet savahi. Fine. Number 24. Vim haya chasid mitzavet savah zo l'chol Yisrael harisos le'vrei Talmud vaya aslan l'kabel dvar klal. If this actually is meant to be directed at all the whole Jewish people, it's befeirish against the Gemara. How could that be? Just jump down to the footnotes here. The Gaon of Minsk throws in another example. Rami bar Tamri dehava chamua the Rami bar Dikula, right? Rami of the date trees. Who is the son-in-law of Rami of the palm trees, and presumably date trees are palm trees, as he notes. The Kula Hayanikra Tamri, they have the same name. They're both known as Rami Bar Tamri, and same as his father-in-law. That's another stira. That's source 22 and 23. If you want to look it up, which we're not going to do inside. The other note by Shari Tzion points out Shmuel Saba, Dehu Chamua De Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara in Sota says. And so Shmuel Saba, his name was Shmuel, he was old, he's the father-in-law of Shmuel. So again, he married someone the same name as his, he married someone and he ended up with the same name as his father-in-law, and presumably that's fine. Maybe worth noting now that in any event, the Sefer Hasidim says that one shouldn't have the name Shmuel or Yehuda. So already there's a lot of people who are over on that, once we're going into those, and that's not about marriage, that's just in general. So,
don't your names are not right to name?
I think maybe because Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was Yehuda and his father was Shmuel, maybe. But that's a broader issue, and the Maharsha got entangled in that, which we're not going to get into. The Maharsha, whatever, we're not going to get into that now. There's a nice story that we can discuss another time.
You're not negating some of these reasons, though, because
that's a separate reason. That's a separate issue.
But that doesn't, how does it amount? I mean, you can't put that together with the Torah's reason if it means only the family.
That works a lot better with the Ayin Hara reason, I think, or some version.
I mean, he thinks no one should ever, none of whoever it's intended for, no one should use the name either.
Correct.
Wow. And the similar Siman over there?
In the Siman. Yeah, not in the context of all these marriages, but in the one about more explicitly about naming. So that we have some problems. The Inod Yehuda has some, and other Mefarshim note other problems with this theory. Avla Emes Yoradarko. So what's the solution? Ki achasel lezaro achrot tziva ledori doros. This wasn't meant to all all the Jewish people. It was meant to his descendants. Ki Rabbi Ruach HaKodesh says, Zaro lo yatzliach b'zivugim ke'elu. They won't be successful in these zivugim. V'zeh eno soser d'vir ha-Talmud, shu ala klav, d'vir ha-chassid, hi ala prat, ha-chada. This was a rule for his family. It's a tzava. It's meant for his family. It's not applicable for the broader Jewish people. The Ode. Amin shevelav hachi v'shel zosher shaltani ein kan chshash klal. Even if not for this issue, there wouldn't be any worry. V'afilu zar shel chassid. Even if it was his descendants, there wouldn't be a worry. Why? For two reasons. Shachasid diber rakal ikar shema etzim, only for the most basic core name. Hanita mashas leida ushas hamila, at birth or bris. Avalo Hashem Shin is Baruch L'Shinu Hashem. Not like this case, where his name was changed when he was sick. That doesn't count. Why? Chada, Shekiyotu Zet, Rabbasin Zichron Baruch, is here al Zugos, Shehu Sakana. They don't like Zugos, they're worried about Zugos. Rabbi Psachim, Kol Shel Baruch L'Tov, Mitzarif L'Ra'in, and Mitzarif. There's some inconsistent counting in terms of cups, because some things only count L'Tov and not L'Ra. The name you get when you're sick, that can only help for good, it can't be for bad. This new name would make him not have his original name in terms of marrying a woman, the daughter of someone with that name. So number one, adding a name can only be for good, not for bad. We're not going into details on this, but the basic idea is it only goes by your original name, because later changes shouldn't retroactively cause you problems, like in cases of Ubein Einlo, and if the kid dies later, that causes problems. Fine, that's a whole other issue. The point is, we would never cause retroactive problems in this sort of way. Fine. Through you changing your name. Fine. Continue. Skip a bit. Havadesh lo haisa kavanas hachasid el al shema etzim shu shem arisa lo shem ischaish. Only your original name can cause these problems. Milvad kol zeh lefi mechtavcha rotze chosancha lizchatin imtsurim erbanon the shomer mitzvah. You want to marry into a family between chachamim, people who are very frum. Tzmihani al rova olam. It's a great line. I'm very surprised at people. Shalas seis bitam la ama aretz who pashed etzim. They're fine marrying off their daughter to an ama aretz. No worry about that. It's like throwing her in front of a lion. But you marry Talmud Chacham. Oh, with the same name as the father-in-law, Haim Shalom. That's a Shaila. Our Gemaras, our Torah, shouldn't be just a mere tzava. They should get married. And he'll be fine. Just take a quick look. It's sort of ironic. Source number 14 talks about marrying Basam Yechamim, which is in our limit as well. So you should always marry Talmud Chacham, and then like different tiers of how firm the person is, but definitely not Velo Yisa Bas Amei Aretz, Mishen Sheketz, and Shosein Sheretz, Babanosenu Omer, Arush Shochev, and Kol Behema. Strong language, very opposed to that. And the Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, in our limit, Simen Beis, Sif Vav, in the same Sif, brings down both. Al Yasi Bito La Ama Aretz, not to marry Ama Aretz, as the Nodri who just cited. And then the Ramah brings in Mitzvah La Adam Sheyisa Basa Choso. So, not marrying one's niece, which Rav Yehuda Chassid seems to be opposed to, is in the same Sif as the Isser marrying Ama Aretz. It's like they go together. I think he's not just Stam citing them together here. He's playing on the fact that they appear in the same Sif in Shulchan Aruch. So that's the strong opinion of the Nodi Yehuda, that 2 points really. Number one, that Savas Rida Chassid and that teaching about Al Yasi Adam Ishah Shema Kishem Imo only applies to his descendants, not to others. And then number two, that it only applies to the birth name for two sub reasons. We'll point to other places in the Nodi Yehuda where he has a similar principle in a minute. Yeah.
Basically, all Ashkenazi Jews are probably at least in some fashion descended from the Rida Chassid at this point. That's your
hatar,
so.
Well, this goes to Roy Bleich's Chabura in terms of the genes. Although I don't know if we have information regarding. I think we only have.
Well, what is our mean? Ben Acher Ben?
It would just mean Ben
Acher.
Why would. But no, there were 250,000 Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, at the time of the Yehuda Chassid.
Okay.
The average person in this room has over 3 billion 13th century ancestors. Odds of any of those 250,000.
I would dispute that, certainly for Jews.
Which means that you have those 250,000 people and many, many, many different permutations filling up all of those ancestors.
Oh, sure. Okay, but then that's meaningless.
That means that statistically, in at least one slot on that branch, basically any Ashkenazi Jew, you're probably descended from somehow.
I don't think that follows. These are not independent probabilities. But anyways, this is beside the point. We should continue with another piece in the Note of Yehuda. Which is another piece by the Nodi Yehuda, which has a similar principle. I think it's helpful to see these together. Someone asked the Nodi Yehuda, how to properly say what's the proper nusach for L'shem Yichud. Now, he made a big mistake because he assumed that one should say L'shem Yichud, and he got... Yes, exactly. And he got a strong response from Rabbi Yehuda. Valor vias asher shal v'nisuch l'shem yichud asher chadashim yikarov nispashe v'nipas b'sidurim. These new things that somehow snuck their way into the siddur. Hinu mezani mejim. Atcha the sholani nusuch amiraso yosar roi lishol im no mar ki tov b'amiraso. Should we say it at all? Vodati zera chol abidurin is terrible sickness. Vodar shlifnei zmanim shlo yadu minusuch zeh. No one ever heard of this before. V'amru v'hayu amelam kol imeim b'torment. So they were very firm. Hakol pi atar pi aposkim asher divreim novim im kor maim chayim yama talmud. Aleim nemar tumas asher tanchem v'him heim asher asu prilim mala v'gadol me'al shemayim chastam. Everything was wonderful back in the good old days when they followed the Gemara. Avol b'doreinu azeh. Ki azvu es Torah Hashem b'mekor mayim chayim. They left the Torah. They left that living water. Shnei Talmudim bavu v'yerushalmi lachzo v'hem boros nishbarim. Instead, they dig these broken pits. Umisnasim b'ruom levavam. Kol echad omer anochi aroha. I'm a prophet. V'li nivtchu shari shamayim. The heavens have opened up for me to divine what God wants. U'avuri ha'olam miskayim. Elhi machrivei ador. They're destroying the generation. V'ador yasum azani omer yisharim darchi Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam. V'chassidim yikashlubam modifies the language, makes it clear who his target is: the chassidim, the seers, the chayzim, those who claim to be seers and to come up with these new girsaos and new halachos. V'harbe hayli ledaber means I could say a lot more. Aval kishem shemitzalomer davar nishma kachon zerlonomer davar shelo eno nishma v'Hashem yirachem aleinu. Wow, never good when you end the shiloh with Hashem yirachem. These are two sides of the same coin. I think the same way that he's opposed to a new minhag of the L'shem Yichud, it's very similar to this idea of a new halacha, a new iser from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Of course, there's a very big difference between the 13th century German pietists and the 17th and 18th century Hasidim of the modern era, but the concept is the same. There are new pietistic practices that are post-Talmudic, that don't come from the Gemara, and we shouldn't accept them. That's the view of the No Debi Yehuda in both cases. Again, for those who are interested in history, it's not just a response to Hasidus. It may have also been a response to Shabtaut in various ways with new practices. But again, that's history. We can leave that on the side and go Vaitos. That's the very strong view of Nero Yehuda here.
The book here, though, isn't the Gemara. I mean, he doesn't say, for some reason, I think that one level, I see the solution, on another level, he doesn't say the Gemara never says to this. He says that the Hail Gavos.
The Hail Gavos who followed the Gemara, but that's the point. They followed the Gemara.
But they didn't, but again,
right,
there's nothing. Right, he doesn't have a fresh Gemara. There's more Pesach to it. Because Nusach HaTfilah B'chlad, the Rambam declared as a whole Nusach HaTfilah is Nimah. So there's more Makom in Nusach to have in Havah.
It's an adjunct to various mitzvahs.
It's an adjunct to various mitzvahs. To say a kapitol before a mitzvah is also not. You could find many examples to add kapitol to Kriyashma, right? Like Chassidim do by night. So that wouldn't necessarily rouse the same temper because that's part of mitzvah. Nusach by definition.
Might be more
so
about that.
Why?
Tosif.
Sam wants to say a trina.
It wasn't
the post that said
So this may later on in this tshuva, inside the whole thing, he talks about how the concept of kavana that's implicit in L'shem Yichud is different than mitzvah shirchus kavana. So they're misunderstanding a Gemara principle. That's another sniff of his argument, which again, it's not that, as Rabbi Blech is saying, there's no Gemara that says do not say L'shem Yichud, right? Or he doesn't have a direct stira. But he says no one in the past did it. There's no everyone who followed the Talmud previously wouldn't do this. And this concept misunderstands Talmudic principles. It's all about referring back to the Gemara as the absolute halachic authority, and how these new approaches in the various cases diverge from what the Gemara would have you do in one way or another. I agree, they're not identical. So what was very clear to the Nod Yehuda wasn't clear to everyone. So the Stei Chemed encyclopedic work cites an interesting dispute, which I'm sure could be extended and be much longer, but we'll just do it in short. Matzasi Achaz Sefer Chayim Mishalom Chayev etc. Hodiyani Ksas, Tam Harabanim, the Hon Yosef, and Misefer HaMelech. So, what does he write? Sheharav Hon Yosef, Simon Tess, I am Dalid, Ryuda Chasid, Bekamat Savos, Be'in Azibugim, Al Dvar, Ryuda Chasid, Bekamat Savos, Be'in Azibugim, Vahavi Divrei Anod Behuda, Vesof Hela, the Bedavish Mefurish Betalmud, Ain Lachosh, the Hachmir Bedivrei, Sefer Hachsidim. If it's going against a Beferish Gemara, like marrying your niece, there's no reason to be worried about the Sefer Chasidim. Valze Shiva Rav Moram Susan. He went too far. Nodibuda says, the Gemara says to marry your niece. Sefer Chasidim says not to marry your niece. Don't listen to Sefer Chasidim. He went too far. That's not true. In many cases, we go like the Ari. We go against the Ari, against Shas. Right. I thought there were some things involving Nusach and in various ways.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, so this would be a topic for further inquiry. That's also against the Gemara. Not to sleep.
Maybe they're wrong. I don't know. Maybe this is Ari.
This is not exactly against the Gemara, but the Ari is Ksav, like the Tzadik Fukot and Tfilin. So it was like Kineged or the Rishonim.
I don't have a Gemara for that.
Right? Yeah, Rishonim, the Gemara is not right.
Fine, so he seems to be assuming that there were...
The tool was till I found a Rishon is Lundayda Lundayda. You know what they say, so the Gemara we did that?
However, it is the Maram Susan, who I also don't know who that is, says that there are cases where the yeah, it could be. I just don't know who it is. Asserts that there are cases where the Ari goes against the Gemara, and we follow the Ari. And Vilama Yigara Kocho shall Rabbi Yehuda Chasid. Rabbi Yehuda Chasid should be no worse than the Ari, so we should also follow Yehuda Chasid against the Ari.
I have a case where the Ari is against the Gemara. The Gemara learns. It's in today's Dachyomi. It says that a person when he davens, he should be chotech b'milim and daven softly. The Ari holds that a person should not in any way, it should not be audible. Al pi Kabbalah, he holds that the tefillah should be totally silent. So that's negative.
But that's already based in part on the Zohar. The
Ari is always based on the Zohar. But I'm saying, he said, is there a case negative Gemara?
You have to tell me to read the Stavos.
Okay. Fine, but in any event, this is the assumption here is the Ari against the Gemara. We follow the Ari, and Rido Chasur should be no less. Ki yada so than Shaldvar. He knows the deeper aspects. V'hechmir b'shev al taisa.
My point is Arvoch Arvitzorah.
Yeah, of course, right. V'chol hatzavos hamin. Right, in Achinami. But the reason I brought this mockery is because it broadens the dispute here. It's not just a question of Rido Chasur. It's a question of all Kabbalistic sodios things that go against the Gemara. What do? You follow the Kabbalistic view or do you follow the Talmudic view? Right, and it sounds like there's a larger dispute. I think I can guess what side Rabbi Bleich is on. Exactly. obviously the Maram Susan and others explicitly say they go in the other direction. Right, so. They don't say it's not a stira. They say it is a stira, b'shev al taseh, and still you follow the mekubal view rather than the gemara. There's all these cases are passive stiras. I mean, the gemara says marry your niece, and the Ruchas says don't marry your niece. The aim is that shum iser b'kiyum. You're not going against any gemara actively by following it. Milo Yishmael, why shouldn't you listen? Kevin she ain't shum isra the kaim dvarav. V'chazar rav hon Yosef, v'hechzik dvarav, he strengthens what he said. Mimash kazar advaz, v'yishanos the kol makum shakabala choleket ala Talmud, islan leminkat ke Talmud didan, a series in Kabbalah and Talmud, you follow the Talmud. V'chol azivugim dimidina sharu, v'hayu nechonim, anything that's mutter midina, harotze yismoch al divrei razal, v'talmud divrei sivach sidim tzarech in. You can rely on the Gemara, and the Sefer Chassidim is Tzarech Iyun came neged HaTalmud. So there's obviously a much larger dispute here cited by the Snei Chemed about Kabbalah versus Talmud that the Noz Behuda takes a very strong stand on here. Good. Okay. Good. Thank you. Good. Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Ish Chai has, yes, so interestingly enough, not only do we have this point of saying that you should follow the Rabbi Yehuda Chas because he's lo gara from the Ari, but in our very case, some say that the Ari actually agreed. So the Ben Ish Chai is one of those who cites, he cites Rav David Pardo, Rav Agon, Rainer of David Pardo, B'sefer Mizmor le David, Hei V'shem Maran Ari, the Ein Tov La'ad Lisa Yisha Sheshma Kishem Imo, Ayin Sham, he quotes the Ari as saying the same thing as Rav Chassid, at least for Isha Shema Kishem Imo. But Davar Zalom Atzinu Mekisvi Rabbein Ari Hametzuyim Itan. We don't have it written anywhere. Ach Neman HaRav Zal BeEdizor Shematzakein. We believe David Pardo. V'Yadua Ki Davar Zeh Nichtav Gam Kim Sefer Chassidim Im Shardvar. It's in Sefer Chassidim along a much longer list. V'Sham Nisker Gam Hechad Achasim Mechamiv Shavim Shem Echad. Also for a son-in-law and father-in-law, not only for a daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. Miu Lashon Rabbeinu did not get lo tov nira azhar zuklusha. It's a weak iser. It's not a strong iser. It's lo tov. V'yesh lomar, taima mipnei hakavod davka. Maybe it's a kavod issue. Maybe relating to what we saw before about calling the, you know, calling your parents' name when you're talking to your spouse. Maybe something like that. V'al kol panim kevin shenichtav azhar zuv v'shem Rabbeinu Ari, nachon lizayr. Proper to follow it anyway because the Ari said so, but it's weak. Achim Shina Hashem Leislam. As soon as you change the name, you're fine. Fine. Okay, so that's so interestingly, some attribute this to the Ari as well. And so returning to the first claim of the Noda Yehuda, not just the opposition based on, you know, not being in the Gemara, but this idea about the Sefer Hasidim, or the Tzava at least, being only Lazaro, only for his for the Rehuda Chas's descendants. So this is a somewhat of a controversial issue. The Shev Yaakov, is cited in the Pesachei Tshuva. I didn't want to. It's hard to get the text, so I'm citing it here. So he writes the whole case. Reuven Cheskasher Atzmo Bishvil Bito Habesulaim Ben Shimon. There's people. There's a shidduch and a whole story. There's various different claims that they have. One of which is Kevin Shashem Achasin Geshmov Who Negets of Us Ruda Chasid. So skipping to the underlined part. There's no worry about that. Kilo Nemar El Lazaro. He only said it to his descendants. He's quoting the Shev Yaakov is quoting the Noda Yehuda. He wants to cancel the engagement. It's not worth canceling the commitment. So the view of the Shev Yaakov sounds like it's that it's a suffik, whether it's Lazaro or not. So l'chachila, you shouldn't enter such a marriage. B'di'eved, once you're engaged, go forward with it. And that counts, you know, he wants to say that's l'hotzi once you're engaged, which is not obvious, but fine.
It depends why he thinks this, or if it's a suffik, it's a sakanta,
mm-hmm.
So then
Mm-hmm. So, right, and even a rove wouldn't help. So there's a little bit of a discussion. We may get to it later. But even if you say it's sakanta, it may not be a normal, maybe a different sort of sakanta. So that may change things also. Fine. The Mishnah Halachos also notes this idea. It's Rashi Chassid, Lohais El Lazara Achrav, that idea. And Sefer Chassidim Chassid Sham Kamadvarm, Shirach Lazara Achrav. He wrote several things just for his descendants. V'achronim samchu alav har bebezeh. The rov bnei adam eino mizaro. We have a rov. Most people are not descendants of Yehuda Chassid. Against, I guess, what Gabe was saying, at least in one way or another. You could say maybe ben achar ben, or maybe for statistical reasons, I don't know. But you have a rov. V'holchim basar rov. Hagam kathinos daiti lulei dvarav hakdosh me'efsh l'daik that came the miksasin yanim kasav shem rachu zaro achrav imkin mashma the shard varam l'kuli alman emru. You can be daik. Some places your hidor chassid says this is just for my descendants. It's meduik that the rest of it is for everyone. No, aval kevin the ravosin achronim hatiku divrei no Yehuda lahem shomim lahakel ki b'dvarim elu shomim lahakel lo lahachmir v'imkin ruba da alman lachor lo hayalehem lachush klal. We follow the note of Yehuda. Don't get too drawn in by that svar. Because of Malos, we came as a kantu. The Chamir is a kantu meisura. Commons question. Im kain hakanami lo zina basa ruba. We shouldn't even follow a rov. Forget about suffik. The besakanta lo samchin a rov. He need nerei. The besakanta she enu midarach hateva. The besakanta schoolis. You can't gab the enu mukrach lomar Chamir sakanta. It's not a real. It's not a natural sakana. It's a mystical sakana. So that's the same as a halachic issue, right? Doing it. You do an iser. That's bad because you might be punished. Maybe that's why. So this is the sort of thing. It's kabbalistically dangerous. That's not the same as a natural sakana, and we can rely on Ro for these purposes. Ayin shut imreish. I'm sure there's a much longer conversation to be had here, but that begs the question of.
Because he was collecting into the next place. That was this whole time the
he didn't realize the.
He didn't realize
the tzava, right? But why is it begging the question? It might be a mekach tos, but since he has a rov, it won't be a sakana.
No, he's saying he's going to hear from Shteis the Rambam, who says the Chachamim say that you can't be over an iser for something which is only a school.
Mm-hmm.
That's b'derech hateva. He's not interested in me. It's not going to be over any iser here. He's claiming that the whole shilach is a mekach tos.
It'll be interesting to see what the
from the
previous.
So
it'd be interesting to see what the Mishnah would say in a Mamanos case. Fine. So that's these mechalik between a normal sakana and a sakana in a skula situation. Then you can rely on rov. We could spend a lot more time thinking about what the basis of Tzvar Shuda Chassid is and whether it's meant for his descendants or not. Luckily, and speaking of Shma Kagarim, there's an article by Ari Yitzchak Shvat, timely name, about Tzvar Shuda Chassid, whether it's written for the Tzibra Rachav or just for his descendants. That's not why I chose it. It is probably the most direct article on this topic, so, worked out well. It's a lengthy article. It goes through a lot of manuscripts and tries to analyze it in the article in Sinai. But he says, Nimtza shel gabei tzibra rachav, lo shina rido chassid es midiniyuso, b'tzavaso, me'asher gishaso b'sefer chassidim. Apologies for reading the modern Hebrew, not so modernishly. So both in the tzava and in sefer chassidim, we have the same view. Shenichlev afu avor ha-shofim chassidim. It's meant for people who aspire to be a chassid. B'yodo shezeh lo yakum al yidei kol tzibra rachav. Obviously, not everyone's going to do that. B'ram shona adavar legami zaro. For his descendants, though, shitachem ochi yirtzel azhiram, he wants his descendants at least to take this on. Presumably, he expects them to do it. The early manuscript that says, "Elu lamin aleph tzavaos shetziva rabenu Yehuda chassid lekola olam lechol pachos lezara lekaimam." It's for everyone, but mostly for his family. At least for his family. So that shows there's two levels. It's primarily meant for everyone if they can, but definitely for the family. Kachagabi ikar gufat tzava, the tzava itself, not just those 31 halachos. Baram mishnei kisvei yadak zumim biyoser olos shoshona adavar legabi osan shmona azharos. There's seven particular halachos shmetsuim behem besof ksav yad milim shehein lizaro bilvad. The last eight are only for his descendants. That sounds like that's what the mishnah halachos was referring to. Osan Azaris gam nishmetul ayde orech nusach echad. One person actually took them out because those are just for family, not for everyone. Finer mishmesh rush heim lo kivnu klal tzibar rachav. Afilim lechachila legabam yishlo havin shekmo shenichtav hatzava beikar b'mishar nistar or misti right, mystical writings, that's not revealing God's general will for everyone. That he had some knowledge about the future regarding his descendants by those eight halachos. But the rest of it, it's meant for ideally for everyone, but not bindingly so. This is sort of an interesting middle position. Right? It's not necessarily, it's not only for his descendants, it's not for everyone, it's primarily for his descendants, or
it's,
it means it's not a real iser. He's not saying halacha. He's saying
these are not going to work for mystical reasons, primarily for the kids, but it's for the whole world also.
But I think it means it's not binding. I think he says it's not binding on everyone.
Halavai shouldn't be also, but binding. To the binding negative.
So that, I think he says b'midah hefsharis in parentheses there. I think he's
right.
Right.
So he's saying in kol ha'ilom but b'yuchad b'lezarei. So most you can tell me is percentages of danger. If it was more dangerous for his children than for everybody else. Otherwise, it's a klepsachnish.
I hear.
You're creating Isuri. You can't create Isuri.
I hear. Maybe even maybe Torah's Neder, even some. Maybe it's a family there. They're sort of mother each successive generation.
Best, worst, I don't know what you did. He knows Ruach HaKodesh isn't good for anybody. Or he knows it's not good for his kids. Or maybe the in-between position is, it's terrible for my kids. And for everybody else, it's not good.
Right.
But he's saying that doesn't make sense.
Okay. Fine. He just throws in Mimel Muvenes Madu Befal Lo Matzino Aflo Eda Achas Gami Bein Eila Shechashu Biyosu Tzavas Miru Chazid Shekpid Al Osen Shmona Sifim. No one holds of those eight Sifim. Presumably, that's where he says this is for my family only explicitly.
I didn't look it up.
But those are just for his family that no one kept. But everyone keeps it. Betoras, we're not his descendants, even though apparently Marsha thought he was his descendant. But most people don't think they're his descendants. But they think it's good to try to keep it for groups who do. Fine. That's why he said in the last line, he says it's not a real chiyuv, it's a lichat chila. For his generation, for his descendants, it's more binding. Rabbi Bleich's problem, notwithstanding, at least according to the author. Anyway, it's an interesting middle position, whether or not it's internally coherent, between saying it's only meant for the descendants and saying it's meant for everyone. We're not gonna solve the problem today. Fine. We already, the next handful of sources we already saw, the various stiras between Rehuda Chassid and different Gemaras that were dealt with by Nobi and others. Let's talk about Mishulashim. Everyone recalls there was a stira between the Tzava'a and the Sefer Chassidim. The Tzava'a said you shouldn't have a father-in-law and son-in-law or a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law with the same name. The Sefer Chassidim says you shouldn't have three generations of men married to Rivka, a woman with the same name, or a woman married to a man with the same name. So, what exactly is the story of Mishulashim? Do you need it to be three generations for there to be the problem, or not? So, the Chachmas Adam writes, "Lo Yisa Bachar Zekena Lo Zaken Yalda Shadavar Zegorim Liznus." So, this—it's too bad where Goldstein left, but fine. He points out the Znus, which is sounds like more specifically Znus rather than some more general worry about Hirurim. Umikol Makom Ein Isser Badavar Im Shneihem Merutzim. There's still no Isser if they're both okay with it. They you know, then if they can waive their opposition, then it's fine. The I am a sefer chasidim simin shin ayin gimel simin shin sadi dal medini zivugim v'dad mashgas b'tzavas yirah chasid simin kavav shlo yisa isha sheshmak hashem imo or shmak hashem chamiv who davka gechehe mishulashim. Three generations. Kigon Adam sheshmo Ruvain v'chosno shmo Ruvain v'im yikach od chasan zeh chasan sheshmo Ruvain azai lo yatzliach. You need three generations for it to be a problem. Fine. Kevan shehu mishulash, you need three generations, that's the problem. V'chein isha shema Rivka, v'chein kasav lehedru sefer chasidim, tafayin zayim va'olam tomiz. Everyone's wrong, everyone thinks you need just following son-in-law to be a problem. No, you need three generations for it to be a problem. Good, so that's a big heter, right? Any case you have like this, as long as it's not three generations, you have a heter, the sefer chasidim never said it, it's never usher in the first place. But this is a little controversial. The Minchas Elazar disagrees. He quotes the idea first. Fine, that scenario. limnoa gam kala vachamosa bilvad mechurachim lomer that savazo rak lizaro nemra. He has an interesting, like a hybrid view between the Noda Bihun and the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says you need mishulashim. That's talking about that's going on the Sefer Hasidim. That's for everyone. The tzava, right? That sounds like it's more local. The tzava is just an ethical will, just for one's descendants. That is even father-in-law, son-in-law, two generations. But that is only Lazaro. That's an interesting twist he has. Kachasim b'Chachmas Adam. That's what the Chachmas Adam says. Not exactly. The Chachmas Adam says the whole Isser is only three generations, I think. So it's an interesting added twist on it. Fine, the Dafka Mishmulashim, V'Yipali Ali Deizeh, Mashikasav, Maran, B'chuvas, D'Rechayim, D'mash Makpidim, Olam, Mitzvah, Zehu, Nire, D'Lakola, Olam, Namar, V'lo, Lazar, B'lvad, Re, Zeh, D'Kal, V'chamos, Makpidim, Olam, V'al, Pi, Hamavur, Mukhrach, Lomar, Zeh, Watzavah, Rak, Lazar, Namar. Fine. So that, based on his pshat, the Dibur Chaim doesn't work. That people really need to be makbid on even two generations. Ulam ra'isi b'shut dvar Moshe kama. So the Rav Hagon me haradenka shehevi mipi Hagon kadosh marash mi Belza, the Belza Rebbe. I think it's the first Belza Rebbe actually. Ki Yisrael al Chachmas Adam b'zeh. So he opposes the Chachmas Adam v'amar ki lo hevin yafe b'divrei sivar chsedim hanizker v'aperish be'emes. What's the real pshat? Hushem, Husham, Kemoshe Tzir Mikodem, Beish Shehu Alman, Vyeshlo Ben, Velakach Isha Shma Rivka, Vaben Shieshlo Meish Arishona, Nasa Gamkin Isha Shma Rivka. Meaning the father, second wife, not his first wife, her name is Rivka, and the son marries a woman named Rivka. That's the case where the also a Ben Yeshlo Bno, Meish Arishona, Shenasa Gamkin Isha Shma Rivka. And now the grandson also marries a woman, Rivka, but not, that's not his mother's name, it's a different one. The Afal Pi She'ena Kalaso Shel Rivka. The In Kan Shmo Sein Shavos BeKal VeChamosa Kivin Da Banim Hema Minashim Acheros Mikol Makom Kivin Shem Mishulashim VeLachu Gimel Shem Os Hilo Sitzlach Aval BeKal VeChamosa Gam BeEna Mishulashim Yesh Lachos Lo Sasra Tzavos Le Hasivrek Sidim Akan Dvarav Han Nirla. So there's two different Isurim here. One is father-in-law, son-in-law, or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. That's one Isur. The other Isur is not the father-in-law, but the mother's husband or the father's wife, and for that you need three generations. So not if there is a second marriage, then this Isser applies also, but only if it's three generations, because it's somewhat weaker, so you need the added generations. Now they're both Usser, father-in-law, son-in-law, or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, Usser, and father's wife, mother's husband, that's Usser only if it's three generations. But so they're not Soser each other. Fine. And he says Yeshlomar the Yachtu Advarim in Mashkasav Hagon Chachida Bris Olam Ladarko Sham De Gam Shematin Rishashi Kilu Bekol Ilu Mikol Makom Biyamenu Sheish Hisgabris Asitra Achra Otzalomar Yeshlochus Ayin Hara. We're more worried about the Ayin Hara now. Why is that? Okay, Nachinam Yeshlomar Kevin Dehem Mishulashim Ve'ena Kol Yodim Shezo Ena Imo. We don't nowadays because of greater Yitzhara. We don't even know who's the descendant of who, maybe there's more znus or something. That's why there's more need to worry about this. Alderach HaTeva, sort of interesting reading of that. Yigayin Harim, Leroim, Vishomim, Adkan Yishlachos. Fine. So the Menachas Elazar has a modified version of this idea of Mishulashim. The Steichemed will cite some who oppose it completely. V'amashkas v'rav ha'shol, v'shem rav chachmas yichadam, heishet ka'alach, ha'shem levad, tzavaz reinu ha'chasid, islan tzavaz rabbeinu ha'ari. If you have the Ari didn't say anything about Mishulashim, so you have an Isser. With two generations, Kozakasov, Marina of David Pardo, Mizmer le David. So, fine. He has this Isser without specifying you need Mishulashim. Rav Ein Lefarish, Delo Kapid, Elo Mishulashim. And then if it's true about mother in law, daughter in law, presumably the same would be true for father in law, son in law.
Except that's not the
case. Except the Ari didn't say it, but you extend it out. That's what he says. Vashlon Iskar Sham. So, yeah, Chasam, Miskar, Miskir, Achas, they're equated. So, Shavu Adadi, you should carry it over. Fine. So then he goes further. Daphnin Alf, who Divrei Avaliyo, Abulafia, Maskam Listor, Divrei Rav Chachmas Yos Adam. He also disagrees with Chachmas Adam. Ve'osib Lomer Deloch Ora Hayanira De'agon Chsam Sofer Kai Kavase. He wants to take the Chsam Sofer on his team. Veshuv Digdei Mitoch Tvarav Shlo Ra Klal Mashkasu B'Tzavas Ruyu Rachatz. He actually didn't see the Tzava. Arak Shama Sha'omer Ma'olam Shlo Yemisham Echad V'Chulei. We shame Echa Bechulei. He can't have the same name. We go Hiskir Klaus at Savos He must have the old version of Sefer Chassidim without the tzava. He never saw the tzava. So Lidan, we did see the tzavos. So what do we say? Skip a couple lines. More about etzva. He's medayik. She kavanaso lishlo mashikasev tzavos. He obviously doesn't want what's in the tzavos. Kavanaso shavshikasev came at tzavos. He neat tzavos lo miyada chassid nigzaru. So right, I said before about the different versions. So we have Rav Elia Abulafia himself said it that not everything in the tzavos is from Yehuda Chassid. Lo miyada chassid nigzaru kim achir chassid kein b'shmo. Someone else attributed it to him. We prefer Sefer Chassidim over the Tzavah. So the whole Tzavah is not fully legitimate. It's not authoritative as compared to Sefer Chassidim. The real composition of Chassid is Sefer Chassidim. When he wants to say that this is what the Chassam Sofer meant, which is almost certainly not what the Chassam Sofer meant, but that's his diuk. We'll see the Chassam Sofer in a minute. It's his somehow reading into it. Doesn't seem at all what he said, but we'll see the Chassam Sofer in a few minutes. And then he gives another stira, another yishuv to the stira. We won't do it inside. That maybe you need mishulashim only in a case where they died. So if the mother-in-law or father-in-law is still alive, then you can't marry even with two generations. But if they died, then it's only a problem if it's three generations with the same name. That's the next paragraph. His yishuv there. We have a couple of different ways of resolving this. Either just saying we only care about Mishulashim, we even care about two generations, saying it depends if you're a descendant of Yehuda Chassid or not, saying we reject the Tzavos because it's not fully authoritative, or saying it depends if the person's alive or not. Different ways of resolving that. Why would three generations matter? So I was wondering about this and didn't see anyone who discussed it, and then I decided to look up some of the old Sfarim, Sefer Chassidim, look at the Perushim, and the Mishnas Avram quotes the domestic Eliezer and gives a pair. So everyone, hold on to your seats. So Bekan lo hikpid Rabbeinu el shenos mishloshim davka. He only cares about three generations. Rebbe tzava gimel but domestic Eliezer sham umash kazav Rabbeinu v'animtza hi v'chule tzarch lios v'timtza hi v'akavana pshuta. Okay, sheniv hi ohu mikimel osios. The word who or he has three letters. The efshar mishum shevikisve kodesh matzanu. Gever lo yitzlach v'yamav, ki lo yitzlach mizaro, v'hi lo sitzlach. We have these three psukim that talk about things not being tzalach, not being successful, which is the word that Yehuda Chassid uses, relating to gever, zera, and he. V'agam sheish v'kisvei kodesh od k'suvim ke'elu k'gon lo yitzlach l'kol. There are other psukim with that term. Fine. V'od ulam, elu she'vesi nirim yosir mas even l'kavanas rabbeinu. These are the most relevant ones, ki yosir ramzel and yani shiduchim, the closest to marriage. Gever zaro vihi sheosi osav shalosh. They all have three letters. Vigam vihi lo sitzlach shalosh tevos heina. Vihi lo sitzlach is three words. So somehow the number three is very important here. If you have three letters, if you have three generations, then you run into these psukim. You know, the vihi lo sitzlach, three words. Gever he and zera have three letters. You run into the three, and then somehow kabbalistically you're in danger. So that's a hesber. Someone gave a hesber. Presumably, if you didn't see this, the more halachically inclined explanation would be something like chazaka, right? You have three generations. That really establishes it. Two is a coincidence. Three times is a real pattern. But this is a more kabbalistic answer. So maybe it fits better for Yehuda Chassid. Fine. Now the Chassam Sofer, who was cited, has a different quote of his was cited. He seems to have a different view. Al dvar misha rotza l'davik v'ven tovim bachur batov el dechayish masha amru ha'ola mishum shemos ha'abachur ima chosein fi the son of my father same name v'shem imo k'shem ima shalom shudeches. So he says mandalo kapid lo kapdina bade. One who's not worried, one who's not worried that we don't worry for them. We brought the ika kan zchus Torah. You have zchus Torah. You're married to a good family. You're a good firm person, good Torahic person. Da'afilu adabes eli miskapir b'Torah. Rabbi Eli had this big curse, and Torah still allowed them to live longer. B'mat chasadim as well. Mikol shekain pirish. So all the more so here. Pirish of emes lo matzasi chashash zev b'sim v'chasidim klal ki im b'simin tafayin zayin shem nemar lo yisu ha'ava ben. I only found the three generations, not the two generations, which, again, someone really wants to be Madaik. He doesn't hold of it. It doesn't sound like that at all. It just sounds he didn't have that text. They should have a good shidduch. No need to worry. He's presumably channeling the Gemara in Psachim, source number 34, about shadim. Called the melsa, called the kapid kapti bade. If you're worried, then they'll be worried about you, and you better be careful. Lo kapid, lo kapti bade. If you're not worried, then there's no need to be worried. But be a little worried. Right? Don't be makbid. Be choshesh. Sorry.
He's learning sakana.
Sounds like sakana, some sort of, and not naturalistic sakana, some sort of, you know, kabbalistic para. Natural sakana, presumably. That's why it's parallel to shadim, that if you don't worry, it's not a problem.
Where the laugh it was coming from was that he says, Zeu chibush, and you're the chassid.
Yeah.
Be medayik in that, and don't be medayik in
the tzava. He didn't say anything about the tzava.
I know, meaning that's obviously the analog which he's dismissing.
But he didn't say.
Zeu chibush, and you're the chassid, come to say. He's saying, this is the chibush.
Okay, I think it's a little too much of a diuk in my eyes.
Okay, I mean, but that's where it's coming.
Yeah, he's coming from that line.
It's not a shibush, it's just, you can take it
or leave it. Some sort of didn't say anything about the tzava, as the first pshat he gave was, presumably he didn't have the tzava, he didn't have that printed edition, so he didn't know of it, so he didn't cite it.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay, good, we'll have to ask those who know.
There were other people earlier quoting it, that even if he didn't have that, he certainly had the...
So. But that's why I'm saying, there's this thing that people are quoting, I don't know what it is, it's not Ruda Chassid. Ruda Chassid, I saw in Sefer Chassidim, it's not that he knew there was a tzava and knew that it wasn't authoritative, it's just he didn't know about the tzava.
Maybe.
Nicha. So that's the Chassam Sofer, in one place, in his own writings, he says, there's no need to worry, if you're not worried, no need to worry. But the Pesachei Tshuva, after citing this from the Chassam Sofer, also cites a story. It was Sefer Kerem Shlomo, towards the top of page 8, underlined, Kasev Shei Gidulo Shabiyos Hagom Bal Chassam Sofer Abeznin Be Dresnich. Asa Halacha Lamaisa Lashano Shei Machasan Beisha Yeshmo Geshem Chosno, son-in-law and father of the same name. He changed the name, Vesuin Beis Mechosh. Now there's no need to worry. And what's the Sfar? It's Arach Lomer, Madlo Hiskir Mizeb Shuva. So why didn't he say in the Shuva that you should change the name? Lefisha Haya Shem Sham Ta'am Schus de Torah. In that tshuva, the guy was a stark bal Torah. In this case, maybe not. It's a stark ben Torah. In this case, not. That's one resolution. Another possible resolution, you could say, if you're a medayik in the lashon, he says v'suein beis mechush, and the Gemara Psachim says you don't need to be machbid, but you should be choshesh. So maybe even in the first case, you know, there's room to be choshesh, even if not machbid. Maybe that's the chiluk between chashash and hakpada. Fine. Along similar lines, the Sholom Nishal takes this sort of a step further. So the case Misha Ba Lisa Isha Dishmo V'Shem Avia Shel Isha Domim. Sorry. It's a contemporary Israeli posik, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so he wants to take it a step further. There is some indication of someone quoted in the Sdei Chemed saying, but not as clear. So I cited this, even though it's a less authoritative source. Misha Ba Lisa Isha Dishmo V'Shem Avia Shel Isha. If you want to be choshev yourself, okay, you want to be careful, that's fine. If the person doesn't know about it, maybe better not to tell them, given the Chassam Sofer. So now I a little bit of a confessional. So when I am not only a studier of these halachos, I'm a subject of them, because it happens that my father-in-law has the same name. So this came up.
Even now, we'll
get to that. So this came up. And I was wherever I was in Muncie for Shabbos. Someone said, "No, you have the same name as your father-in-law. You have to ask a Shaila. So he said, not very, I think we were engaged at the time, if I'm not mistaken. And, but according to this pshat, if you really take the Chassam Sofer to its logical conclusion, it's actually better not to ask it. As soon as you ask a Shaila, then you're being choshesh. If you're not choshesh, then you're not machbid. It's not an issue at all. So that's one nafkamina lemaisa, possibly, of this view of the Chassam Sofer. So say, the guy who said you should ask a shayla is actually saying the exact wrong thing in that view.
Wait, so did you ask a shayla?
So, fine. Now, we're talking about being choshesh. Who's the one who's choshesh? Who's the one who's relevant in terms of chashash? So we'll see the Igros Moshe, the rest of Igros Moshe later, but he makes the point in the scenario, b'chlal, mikevin she'achasim ba'atzmo, v'akala ba'atzma, in makpidim, Eno klum, if the chassid and kala themselves don't worry, there's no issue. The ki agav nemrina, madlo kapel kapdinan, the kpidos ha'aim, ain shayach lekan. This is probably did not make that mother happy, but he says, your hakpada is irrelevant for this marriage, right? It depends on the kids. Ki achshashu lo leha'aim, el achasim ha'akala. You have no business here. Now, if you...
That's the most important part of everything.
Yes?
Because even with Dasa Isrin, the mother-in-law has nothing to do with this. It's not the idea of her. And the world out there thinks, that's who knows, Muslim look like in one way or another.
Right. The one sheet to them might say that the mother has a shaykhus. You're right. You take the Torah in his direction, but not like he says that's about remembering your history, but you take it in the direction that like the mother-in-law has some sort of, the parent has a right to their children being named after them, then you might say, what do you mean I won't have a grandson named after me?
From another one.
Okay, but at least they have a taina. They have at least a bal davar in some way. That seems to be an extreme view, but yeah, so that's an important... important line in Rav Moshe here.
Someone says that this right business.
I saw it somewhere, yeah, but I
right.
want to look it up.
That he speaks about that it was a minig yisrael.
Right, that's the Torah Tzvi Mitzvah, yeah.
Right,
the Torah Tzvi Mitzvah himself doesn't say that. I think I saw someone else said that it's right. It's more, not a full, not a strong right, but you know, a schus, somewhat of a schus. Not a full tviya. Not a full tviya. Okay. Our last section is about what exactly it means to have the same name, and can you change it? Hagdaras v'shinui hashemos. So the Mishnah Halachos, you might say he has a tshuva about mishane shemos or something like that. You can leave out all the other jokes for another time. So fine. So he writes about it's a shaila. From Friedberg, it's from Yeshiva. Good. Bedar Darshi Lasso Heoski Matsian Lo Shidduch Hagun Meod, great Shidduch, Amnam Yeshlo Shaila Binyan Hashemos, Shemimo Tichya, his mother, may she live, her name is Sarah Edel. The Korin La Sala. I don't know if that's Sally or something else. Fine. Sala? So that's an old Yiddish name. Okay. Vishem Hamidabros, Vishem Hamiduberes, the woman spoken of, the Kala, he Chayasara, the Korin La. Shurki, I don't know. Fine. Whatever the name is, it's two different names. They both had, one of their names is Sarah, and different Yiddish names. V'hayos, ki mitzvah z'vira chasid, shlo yisa yishish sheshma v'shem imo achas, b'yish shachsa kana, al-kein rotza lishmo achas, da'sa inyam mizeh. So what's the halacha here? What's your view? Fine. A lot of other questions, they didn't respond. This is timely. So the response is Mikol Hakamas Gamas Hachronim. The Kol Sheyesh LeEchad Mehem Shnei Shemos or Sheyesh LeShneim Shnei Shemos. Ve'in Lem Rak Shem Echad Shav LeShneim. In Kpeda, as long as at least one of the two names is not identical, then there's no problem. The Kevin Jane Shemos Shavin LeGamre, you're good. Vayin Chuvas Hashem Moshe. Chuvas Agom Alfla. Besof Sefer Nazir Umaran Beishmol Hevi Ota Kana B'Shem. Fine. All these different chuvas quoting Afilu Yesh Lem Shnei Shemos Shavim. We'll call echad rak shem echad mosif in leechad mehem od shem echad sheyehei nikra b'shnei shemos. So that's also a solution. If they have one name each and they're the same, you can add a name and then they're good. V'shuvein lachush b'shchei tshuva hevi b'shem kerem shlomo shechsam sofer asakim halach lemaisi, added a name and got out of trouble. So number one, you need both names to match up. If there are two more than one name, for there to be a problem. Number two, you can fix it by adding a name. And he quotes Rihu HaChazid v'im nises mishan shem echad ula yesh tikva. You can do it. So the ulai is before the wedding. Then maybe it works, maybe not. Because of ulai, kodem achasana, afilu achila mutter. But if it's before the wedding, then you can do lachachila. So people follow that, and that's fine. Fine. You have Rishonim lo hayu noagim likros b'shnei shemos. Lo b'mei aposkim Rishonim. This whole idea of having two names is medernish azach. Uban. That's not fully true, as he points out. He says he found the Baal HaTosfos Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and other names. Fine. The point is, you want to say the Mishnah knows only b'shnei shemos miledik from Moshe Aaron or Yaakov Yisrael. Kotzu b'zeh shem murkim b'shnei shemos nefradim b'shnei tevos. Filkol echad shem sham b'fnei atzum b'kol makom. Shem zeh murkav nasa shem chadash. If your name is given at birth with two names, that's a new name. That's a unit. of those two names together. Whereas if your name is changes and you get some new name, that's really two separate things. And he has parallels in the different areas of halacha, which are interesting. We're not going to get into that. Lefizet, beish next paragraph, beish nikreis mileda chayasara, ba'achas nikreis sara edel, himshemos nifradim. Yes, they both have sara, but they're two different names. You know, each two name unit is its own thing, and they don't match up. Nifradim legamer, kvarich bezer, bosinu achronim, zetzal, dariafil, kshiyesh ksas, shinu b'shem, kigon be'alif, o behe, besofu, even if a letter is off, kyotzu bamrin, the trace, shemos nithu, that's still a het there. Imkein leka shum inin, shal tzvazim yachazid, no worry at all, and you can marry. And then he says maybe there's a difference between whether you're Mekayim Peruvu or not. If you still have a mitzvah on you, there may be more room to be Mekel. He says maybe the whole point of Yerachatz is only for someone who hasn't been Mekayim Peruvu yet, although he says that's a bit Mechudosh, no one said that, but maybe that's true. That's the rest of the piece there. We won't go into that. The Kaf HaChaim, source number 39, has another discussion about names and how exactly to define them. So, Lo Yisa Yishra Shmok Shem Imo Shmok Shem Chamiv. Ach be'im haya le'echem yam od shem echad tziva shehe nikra b'shem ha'hu hanosaf levad. So if you have different names, so the go, you know, you should go by the name that doesn't overlap. If you have a sara and a chaya sara, so start calling the chaya sara just chaya, and then you're good. Farmer the b'kiyah gavna lo mikri shemosein shavim mitziva leish kasher, then you can get engaged. Var moshe sham, fine. Shmira me'al yasham. That's a good solution. Mihu mishar posim achirim kasav shmira me'al yasham. The im ein hashemos shavim mamish. Kigon she'achas nikris rachel v'ashenis rivka rachel ein lachosh the ein zeshmosin shavos klal. Or maybe you don't need to just go by, you know, you don't need to say that the rivka rachel has to go by rivka, not rachel. No, it's not same names in the first place, as we just saw in the mishnah halachos. Fine, kasav od sham. Shmir Ma'aliyah b'shem Shev Moshe Milashon Atzavah the Kasev Stam Shlo Yehei Shem Ishto K'Shem Imo V'Shem Shmo K'Shem Chamiv Mashma Da'filu Einam Kayamim. He wants me to like even if they're not alive anymore, which we saw was a bit controversial. That I'm agreed. Gamkin Yishlachus Lizeh Yishbich Choshesh Hashem Hashem Hashalo Ein LaHakbid Rakal Shem Ha'etzem Anitan Be'Es Leda. Only the name given at birth. Av Nishtan Shmo Be'Es Cholyo Shberachos V'Shem Acher Kenog Ein LaHakbid. This we saw in the Nod Yehuda. Although the Rebbe gave two separate reasons for this, he seems to focus on the reason that not the name given at birth, but then he quotes the other reason, that only he's been sorry for the Tova, not Lira'ah. Fine. The Stei Chemed notes that this idea of changing the name isn't so simple. Where he says, halfway through the piece, Yeshim Yishchak Min L'Shanos Hashem, and he says, it's in the Tzava, Samach was Im Nisiz Yishan Hashem Ha'echad Ula Yish Tikva. If you look in the Tzava, he says, Ula Yish Tikva, maybe it works. Ma'al Shemira Chassid Kasav Adarek Safek, if it's Sakana, why would you intentionally enter the suffix? You shouldn't rely on changing the name. You should divorce her rather than enter this suffix. This is from the quoted from the Yosef Ometz of Nechida. Fine, we'll end with Rav Moshe Feinstein, the rest of the piece, which is about names and several. Well, a couple of kulas and a chumrah. So, fine. So you got this shaila from Rav Moshe Leiter. B'davar she'echad rotz elisa isha shmak she'im imo kasha lahashe b'zeh davar bar. It's hard to give a straight answer. Ki kol ma she'dibur ha'achronim b'zeh hu misfaras ha'lev. A lot of baich svaras. B'svaras lev ba'alma below makor. And there's no sources, of course, because it's a late... right, exactly. It's a late discussion. Fine. Fine, and you obviously saw those sources. V'avshu b'zeh yesh yoser chshash k'disu b'divrei chayim. Mishum d'zeh nimtza gam b'sefer nishmat chassidim v'shem arizal. V'sham leik l'farishu rak l'zaro. The Ari doesn't say just for Zaro, so it sounds like it's a broader Israel. Mikol malgam v'adim yesh k'tzas shinui b'en shem Yehudas, b'en b'shem halaz. The Anglis, in l'chash l'chom. As long as you have any difference in either the Hebrew name or the English name, that's very big chiddush. Then there's no chashash. So yeah, in my case, as Ariel's pointing out, my English name is very, very different than my Shver's English name. So that would be a good Rav Moshe to rely on.
Before Rav Moshe, the earlier Rav Moshe, and I'm surprised you didn't have it.
Oh,
I can't remember. I think it's in the Eitz Rav.
Oh yeah, okay. I should take a look.
There was a marriage between to see the courts. And apparently nobody bothered to ask what the kala's name is. Who cares what the kala's name is? And they came to the Tanoim, and they suddenly discovered that was Hashem Kalah Hashem Kamais. So the Chutim called in the Machitei Nistiv on the other side and asked her her name, whatever. And said, then they asked Yiddish, in the roof benayim. So she answered, Rebitson. He don't say Mazel Tov. Her name's Rebitson.
That's similar to the answer, we didn't read this before, that...
Like he says, the English name, it's only as any name.
Uh-huh. So that some people say the similar answer with Shmuel and Saba Shmuel. So no, Saba is part of his name. So that was a different name, because it's Saba Shmuel. Yeah.
But not everybody called him Saba. If everybody would have called him Zayd to the whole world, that would have been his name.
Right.
Everybody calls him Rebitson, that's the name.
Right.
At the 8 o'clock called him Saba, that doesn't mean...
No, I think the understanding there is Saba, is like he's old, so he's Saba for everyone.
Everybody called him
Right.
I think
we're okay. Good. Any had that. Right. I think if I'm understanding you correctly, you're intimating that Rav Moshe says any way you can get out of this any loophole.
He doesn't want you to change the names. He wants to shiva. He's absolutely right. Changing names only creates problems.
In terms of gittin and that sort of thing.
Ksuva. Ksuva. Ksuva right away. Mm-hmm. Who uses the name? They
right, so we'll... Right, okay, so great. We'll get to see some of these words. Barashiyash is a shinui kasher yachkor with the rest of my fine. Acha etzer shehizkor b'pizkei tshuva. What about the solution? The Kerem Shlomo, according to Chassam Sofer, asa mais l'shanos Hashem, ein ze klum b'mdina zo. That's nothing. Shlo yikru osa b'shem achadash. If you change her name, they won't call her by the new name. The yikru osa b'shem ha'angli. Shekein hu shma bin yaro samedina. That in her papers... They have her English name. That's what people are going to call her. Vishakane, and I don't know if that's true anymore, actually. It's interesting. Maybe it changed historically. Vishakane regilim b'mdina zo, she'ein korin af b'shem, d'me arisa, v'lav dafk la'yar shem b'dina, Europe. V'lo dami, la'yar shem b'dina, right? Back in Europe, they would call you by the name you were given at birth, the name you were given in shul. Nowadays in America, we don't do that. We call people by whatever their secular name is. Whenever you change the name in Europe, back in the time of Chassam Sofer, everyone would listen. You wouldn't use the old name, only the new name. It even works for Gittin because you totally changed the name. You change your Hebrew name to something else, they won't care at all. Don't change the name. You use the new name, but that's not actually your name. No one calls her that. V'tiyah ksuba psula. It'll be a bad ksuba, which, as Rabbi Lech said, is a big problem. V'tiyah kishoi mishto blok ksuba. V'gam yish lachosh latzeis takala le'inyin get kasher ira davar kazeh. You get to get. It's even bigger problem. Ach ulayim yikbu la shem acher ba'anglis. Maybe they make a new name in English. Oh, the Talmud of the Chavar says, Hashem e'ata shin sashman. She has to tell all her friends. She changed her name with a shem anglis zeh. Efsher shi yikba zeh. Then that may work. But you know what? That probably won't work either, and there'll be a joke. So don't change the name. As long as there's any difference at all, you can get married and not a worry. So that's Rav Moshe. I'm curious to hear if what Ray Willigan and Ray Bleich hold in terms of this. If they have any special aids or use whichever the kulas, or they've ever changed any names, L'maisa? Chas v'shalom.
To me, that's Chas v'shalom. The one they don't.
Never changed the name.
Don't change names. Not
Medina. We have it in my house. One of my sons is married to a wonderful young lady, and the chutn has his first, there's two names, so it's really no problem according to many. But I was told there's nothing to worry about because no one calls him by the name that my son is called. Nobody. Why not? The family calls him by his second name. And his friends call him by his English name. So, they told me there's no one in the world who calls him by that name, so those problems of calling, you know, in the presence, I thought that's what we were told. No problem. Yeah, it turns out happily married, but there was one fact that was concealed from us. There's only one person in the world that calls him by the same name that we call our son. That's his wife. She calls him not by his English name, not by his second name. So that was...
Did you have a little bit my wife's grandfather wanted to ask me, what we use the other name. I said, Loy Mitanal. I was young at the time. No, I said, there's more to the story, but the rest is in the book.
Okay.
So what did you check it?
The grandfather.
Yeah, he wanted they should call me Ihide instead of David. Ihide. Ihide, he was using David. I sure his name was David Bunim. If you want to know the whole story, Reshver was the family thinks he was a chos, he was no chos. But they were shilas of shiduchim. There happened to have been two things halaberic, and the shatkin, who was his brother, didn't want the one whose name was David because Shmuel Kishem Kamaisa. He was sick at the time, and he said, "Name, that's the one he wants. Why does he want that?" Because
he gave many reasons.
He just knew names. He didn't know anything about anybody. Because the Rebbe told him that he should not be cheshish or tzavor yudachosit. He had asked. He went to ask a shayla about something else, and Rebbe repeated twice, three times. You should not be cheshish or tzavor yudachosit. And this was the last child getting married, so he realized it had to be a same name.
Okay.
Which Rebbe? Which Rebbe?
The Chavkever, please. That wasn't his reason either.
Okay.
Much better story than my story.
All right.
That's what he told Shver. Really, he pulled out the name of Yehuda.